Incumbent Barron Hill, a fiscally conservative Blue Dog Democrat, said he supports eliminating Bush-era tax cuts for Americans earning more than $250,000 a year and continuing pay-as-you-go policies. But Republican challenger Todd Young said any tax hike is bad and clashed with Hill on PAYGO.
With respect to PAYGO, that is a ruse for spendthrift politicians. Barron Hill has voted to suspend the PAYGO rules 85% of the time.
But the most testy exchange was about a pledge Hill has signed saying he won't support privatization of Social Security. The congressman challenged his GOP opponent on the matter.
I will not privatize Social Security. I invite you to sign it as well.
Let's have a meeting where we trade pledges on various matters, Mr. Hill.
Let's start with this one.
Libertarian candidate Greg Knott, who later called for Hill to resign because of alleged earmarks for a lobbying firm where Hill once worked, took the opportunity to lighten the atmosphere.
I wish I had known that Congressman Hill wasn't going to abide by our pledge not to use props. I'd have brought my own.
Hill began the debate by saying there's too much money in Washington, but Young fired back that the congressman has taken nearly $2 million from special interests during 10 years in the House. At the same time, Young said he welcomes money available to him from third-party groups under new campaign financing rules, which say those groups do not have to disclose or limit their political spending. Young, a former Marine, also repeatedly said he does not support the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which prohibits homosexuals from serving openly in the armed forces. For his part, Hill conceded to reporters it's been difficult getting his message that the recession would have been worse without stimulus spending to resonate with voters. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.